I'll never forget one time. It was some years ago. I was at a meeting, and a man got up, and he said, "I am a grateful alcoholic, and I'm aware of my gratitude every day." And it struck me like a sledgehammer. I thought, Lord, I haven't thought of gratitude in 3 weeks. My point is this. You do not have to feel grateful. You have to be grateful. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. I was saying in the beginning that the beauty of gratitude is seen best in the ugliness of its opposite, that no one likes an ingrate. I believe that ingratitude is the halitosis of the soul. It's the only thing that makes God Almighty turn his face away from us. The ingrate reaches up as high as he can reach to get, instead of stooping as low as he can to give. Rip used to say that the very prayer of an ingrate is an insult to the face of God. I believe that gratitude, real gratitude, the expression of gratitude, is what makes little people big. It is the one thing that will make any human being dear to others. It's what makes cold people warm. I've heard it described as the paschal candle that gives light and warmth to the cathedral of the human soul. And I know this for a fact. Gratitude is the only coin with which you can buy God. I do not say this to be irreverent, but God is a sucker for gratitude. And I believe that any alcoholic who wakes up in the morning and genuinely thanks God for yesterday's sobriety and consecrates this day in gratitude to God, and at the end of this day thanks God for another day of sobriety, he has just bought tomorrow's sobriety. We are useless without gratitude, and I don't think we can remain sober without gratitude. And sometimes some people almost talk us to death about how grateful they are, and it scares me a little bit to hear that. I have often said this: if you are truly grateful, you will not have to tell me. I'll see it. What is the difference between feeling grateful and being grateful? Action is the magic word. 9 of them felt grateful, 1 moved and came and said thank you. The brilliance of AA, the 12th step, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to the alcoholic and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Real gratitude is the 12th step. The 12th step is gratitude in action. It's very bluntly, my friends, it's putting the money where the mouth is. I once heard a young fellow in AA say, if you want to get disillusioned, put yourself on answering service and try to get people to make a 12-step call. I have known of men who could stand up at an AA meeting and make the whole room cry by telling them how grateful he is for his sobriety, only to learn that 2 hours later, when asked to make a 12-step call, says, I'm just a little too tired. See if you can get the next man. And these are the people who have submitted their names on what we call a 12-step list. I sincerely hope I'm not being judgmental here. Perhaps I am. I don't know. But my friends, my one fear, and it's very real when I allow myself to think of it, is the fear of dying without enough gratitude for my sobriety. Why was I chosen to be sober? I don't know. I really don't know. And it almost frightens me to think that I was singled out for this priceless, precious jewel called sobriety, knowing that in order to keep it, I have to be grateful enough for it to pass it on. The most strikingly beautiful definition of gratitude I ever heard in my life came from the lips of Austin Ripley, the man who saved my life. He defines gratitude as the golden tray on which I offer to others what God has given me. I am so afraid of being ungrateful, of not being grateful enough, that every day of my life, my prayer for gratitude is a very startling thing. There are no adjectives or adverbs. And if you can command a God, I try. It's a three-word prayer. Make me grateful. Make me grateful. See to it that I am forced, through my sponsor, through circumstances, through whatever, see to it that I am forced to put my money where my mouth is. You don't have to feel grateful. You have to be grateful. It's called action. Gosh, there's a vast difference. I'll never forget one time, it was at an AA meeting some years ago, and a woman got up and she said, "Well, I am really grateful for my sobriety." But I've heard a whole lot of people get up and say that they're grateful that they're alcoholics, and she says, "I can't say that. I can't say that I'm grateful that I have a disease." And I was just thinking to myself, lady, children are grateful for the ice cream cones of life. Spiritually mature people are grateful for being able to sweat and work and earn the price to buy one. I believe that I will have reached a state of spiritual maturity when I can thank God for pain, because I think that pain is God's greatest gift to us. Didn't he single us out to go through the pain of alcoholism in order to find sobriety again? I believe that when pain enters our lives, it's nothing but the dear Lord trying to put his arms around us. And my friends, I am utterly convinced that the lessons that I have learned best, I've learned hard. And I've got to be grateful for that. How dare I ask God to remove my defects of character and then gripe when the procedure is painful? I must somehow pray daily for the gift of gratitude. God, give me a grateful heart, and let me pray always, thankful for what you've given me, thankful for what you've taken away, and thankful for what you've left. Every alcoholic, I think, in his heart of hearts, wants the assurance that he will die sober. And there is one insurance that that will be: daily gratitude for one's sobriety. Dear God, make us all grateful. Thank you, and good evening.